This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandhau with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli administers oath of office to vice chancellors of three universities. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority urges precaution against cold as cloudy weather set to continue from this afternoon. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli offers condolence on former Indian Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh's demise and recall their talks on issues of Nepal-India mutual interest. And Israeli airstrike kills 50 people near Gaza hospital as conflict escalates. Now the news in detail. The newly appointed vice-chancellors of three universities took their oath of office before Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli today. The oath-taking ceremony was held at the Office of Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarwar. Prime Minister Oli administered the oath of office to Vice-Chancellor of Nepal Sanskrit University, Professor Dr. Dhaneshwar Nepal, Vice-Chancellor of Pokhara University, Professor Dr. Bedraj Kesi, and Vice-Chancellor of the Agriculture and Forestry University, Professor Dr. Sharda Thapalia. Prime Minister Oli wished the new chancellors success in their tenure. The ceremony was attended by Minister of Education, Science and Technology, Vidya Bhattarai, along with other senior government officials. Former Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh has died at the age of 92. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has expressed grief over the demise of former Indian Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. In a post on his Facebook wall today, Prime Minister Oli says he recalls his discussion with Dr. Singh on matters of mutual interest between Nepal and India. Former Indian Prime Minister Singh, an economist turned politician, served as Prime Minister of India from 2004 to 2014. Dr. Singh was admitted to the All India Institute of Medical Sciences in New Delhi after a sudden loss of consciousness. Likewise, Singh previously served as India's finance minister and was credited with liberalizing the country's economy during the 1990s. He also held the position of Governor of India's Central Bank. Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi, called Dr. Singh one of India's most distinguished leaders and praised his contributions to economic reforms. Dr. Singh earned respect as a leader known for integrity and economic vision. The Indian government said in a statement that 7 days of state mourning will be held for former Prime Minister Singh as a mark of respect for the departed dignitary, with mourning running until 1st of January. The statement added that the national flag of India will also be flown at half-mast in Dr. Singh's respect. Minister of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Kharga has urged for the immediate completion of the Khandbari-Kimathanka road connecting Sakhwa Sabha's district headquarters to the northern border of China. Minister Kharga raised concerns about the slow progress of the road construction during a meeting with Defence Minister Manvir Rai as the road is being built by the Nepal Army under the Ministry of Defence. Minister Kharga emphasized the road's potential to play a vital role in regional transportation, linking Nepal, India and China with benefits also for Bangladesh. Likewise, Minister Kharga emphasized the road's significance for economic development and the potential for hydropower projects in the Arun River area. Meanwhile, Defence Minister Rai assured that the Nepal Army would expedite the road's completion as the road is crucial for Nepal's infrastructure and regional connectivity. The second day of testimony for President of Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Ravi Lamichhane, has begun today at the Kaske District Court in the cooperative fraud case. The case involves charges of misappropriating funds from cooperative, with Lamichhane facing additional charges of organized crime and money laundering. So far, 63 individuals, including Lamichhane, have been charged, with proceedings set to continue after all defendants testify. General Secretary of the CPN-UML Shankar Pokhrel has said all political parties should move ahead together to fulfill people's aspirations. At a news conference organized by Press Chowtari Nepal, Chitwan at Gaidakot this morning, General Secretary Pokhrel mentioned that the two major political parties have come together for prosperity and there should be positive support of all for the same. Leader Pokhrel shared that the incumbent government has forwarded the process to improve constitution, acts and laws to resolve the existing problems. Likewise, major political parties have been carrying out activities, formulating action plan to address people's distress and uplift country's economy. General Secretary Pokhrel stressed that the governments should facilitate in legal reforms and collaboration. The Nepal Chamber of Commerce has announced the organization of 8th Chamber Expo 2025 in the capital city, Kathmandu. The Chamber Expo will be held from 30th of January to 3rd of February 2025. The Nepal Chamber of Commerce stated that the expo is aimed at promotion and marketing of local production as well as trade expansion. The Nepal Chamber of Commerce and Trade and Exports Promotion Center under the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies have collaborated to organize the expo. The Nepal Chamber of Commerce is organizing such expo every year for business promotion and marketing of the local products. The business communities from Nepal, Bangladesh, China, Thailand, UAE, South Korea, Malaysia, Pakistan and other countries will attend the expo and the goods from there will be kept in exhibition. The Kosi province has recorded almost 3,500 road accidents in the past 5 months of the current fiscal year, killing 191 people. The Highway Security and Traffic Management Office of Nepal Police in Itahari stated that 191 people died and 327 others were critically injured in these accidents. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The director of Kamal Adwan Hospital reported about 50 deaths, including 5 medical staff, after an Israeli airstrike hit a building near the hospital in the northern Gaza. According to Al Jazeera, at least 9 people were killed in an overnight attack in Gaza City. Many displaced people face harsh conditions in makeshift tents. The Palestinian news agency Wafa also reported the death of a 4th Palestinian baby due to extreme cold in Gaza over the past 72 hours in such tents. Meanwhile, Israeli airstrike on Yemen's Sana'a airport reportedly killed at least 6 people. According to the BBC, a Palestinian TV channel says 5 of its journalists were also killed in an Israeli strike in the central Gaza Strip. Since 7th of October 2023, Israel's war on Gaza has killed 45,399 Palestinians. South Korea's National Assembly is set to vote to impeach acting president and prime minister of South Korea Han Duck-soo on Friday. According to Al Jazeera, the opposition Democratic Party accused Prime Minister Han of supporting suspended president of South Korea, Yoon Suk-yeol's alleged attempted insurrection. The Democratic Party, holding 170 out of 300 seats, filed the motion after Prime Minister Han refused to appoint judges for Yoon's impeachment trial. President Yoon was suspended following a brief declaration of martial law on 4th of December. Prime Minister Han's People Power Party claims only an elected president can appoint judges. The Constitutional Court needs 6 votes to remove President Yoon, but it currently only has 6 judges, requiring unanimity. If Han is impeached, Finance Minister of South Korea Choi Sang-mok will take over. Choi warned that further instability could harm South Korea's economy as the won fell below 1,480 per US dollar, its weakest since 2009. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division, issuing a special weather bulletin today, stated that the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in many places of the country from this afternoon due to the influence of the westerly low-pressure system. The division has forecast light to moderate snowfall in most of the places of the high hilly and mountainous region in the Sutur Pashim and Karnali province, and at some places in the high hilly and mountainous region in Gandaki, Bagmati and Kosi province tomorrow. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has urged all for taking precaution against cold, citing the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology's information about the impending cloudy weather from this afternoon. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority spokesperson Dijan Bhattarai urged all to take precaution as the cold wave will intensify, resulting in health problems due to cold. Likewise, spokesperson Bhattarai said snowfall is forecasted in the high hilly and mountainous region with rainfall in various places and cold wave in the Tarai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli administers oath of office to vice chancellors of 3 universities. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority urges precaution against cold as cloudy weather set to continue from this afternoon. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli offers condolence on former Indian Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh's demise and recalls their talks on issues of India-Nepal mutual relation. And Israeli airstrike kills 50 people near Gaza hospital as conflict escalates. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will air at 8 p.m. in the evening. For the latest news updates from Radio Nepal, do visit our official website at radionepalonline.com. Thank you for tuning in. Have a pleasant day.